Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is a Thursday, and it's January 12th, 2017. And it's the feast day of Saint Marguerite. Now, Marguerite, maybe not as well known in the States, but those friends from the north in Quebec, and specifically Montreal, or maybe down in South Florida the next few months, today is her feast day. But we have a lot to learn from Marguerite. She always felt she had a calling to be a sister, but back in France, where she was born and raised, two convents turned her down. So a wise priest, a friend of hers, said, maybe God has another plan for you. And he did. And like us, God has a plan for us. A bishop from the New World, talking to her and said they need help in Canada, in Quebec. That was even before it was called Montreal. And she eventually went there, started a school of Notre Dame, from the Sisters of Notre Dame in Quebec, and eventually became Montreal, Canada. I'm sure we all have stories we could say. Mine is that when I got transferred, I was living in New York City, working for a big department store, main office, and I moved down here. But it was a 6-month trial, and I loved the warmth, so I stayed. But one of my first parishes, I was basically living in a trailer in the Hollandale area. So it was a church of St. Matthew's that was, I believe it was considered on the beach, close to the beach, in Hollywood, Hollandale, Florida. And the pastor, and knew from the area, and I don't really think he knew me too well because I was brand new, he tapped me. He was this job that they had something called a commentator at the masses. So you had the lectors, and then the commentator would actually, it was a written script, of course, of explaining the different readings. And it's funny because I've never heard another church do it before or after. But it taught me to speak in public from the readings, and he would help me out. And even the parishioners kind of knew I must have been new, because when I finally got it right, they actually applauded me, so that was kind of funny. But you never know. So you're thinking, well, because I always ask myself in the 20s and 30s and so on, what does God want of my life? I had no idea. And this thing commentator saying, well, what was that about? Well, some 36 years later, I'm doing this Block Talk radio show. And prayers and commentator is my thing now. But I do it for our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I hope everyone is enjoying the new year. In South Florida, we're still reeling from the tragedy at the airport. It's only 15, 20 minutes away from my house. And so we're praying for the souls of those individuals and the family members. So that's why I'm praying this prayer again today, and it's called Footsteps. Everybody knows basically the story, somewhat of the story, and they see the reflection on the Father's loving care for us. We basically had two sets of feet, and then at the end, there was only one set. So let's read this reflection, and for those maybe not as familiar with it. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest, saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you. You walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, My son, my precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During the times of trials and suffering, when you only see one set of footprints, it was then that I was carrying you. So we can always learn from this. We all go through struggles in life and tragedy. And we can't change anything about that. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's my personal feeling. But it's how we handle it. You know, tragedy happens to good people and it happens to bad people. Events that's going on. So we have to be prepared. Even our Pope Francis today, I like to see the quote. Basically, he stated, to love God today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Because nothing is guaranteed for us. Tomorrow is definitely not guaranteed. Urgency when you pray. When you talk to God, tell our Lord Jesus, we love you. Jesus, I trust in you. And he'll give you abundance of blessings. And ask for the help of the saints and angels. They're here to help you and guide you. And of course, our earthly leveling people, our priests and our deacons and our sisters. And the brothers, all those who are in the church, they're here to help you and to guide you. Sometimes we get lost in Sunday Mass, and it's more of an obligation and to get it over with than the feeling of our Lord. But as a Catholic, one of the greatest things that we have is to receive our Lord's body and blood of Christ. So please, find a church that gives the body and blood of Christ. Because to me, that is the most perfect way. You know, if you notice in the Mass, even the churches who do not give out the blood, the priest always takes it. And I guess they get around and say, well, he takes it for all of us. But personally, I'd rather have it myself. So I even make sure I go to churches that give both, which is a rarity. You know, I remember talking to a friend of mine where he said, you know, how could you have that? Everyone else drinks from that same cup. Well, for many, many years when I was a Eucharist minister, I would give out the wine and the blood of our Lord. And when there was remaining left, I would drink, consume the remaining in the cup. And I never got sick. So people are worried about the germs. I've never got sick from consuming the wine. Now, I understand if you have a bad cold, don't take the wine. You don't want to give, you know, it's like your doctor, don't press it, basically. So, but if you can, if you're feeling okay, you could do it, do it. I know some parishes, this was in I believe in in Charlotte, North Carolina. As I always like going to when I'm traveling to different parishes, because you get different ideas and you see different things. And Mass was mostly in, some of it was in Latin, actually. But also the main thing was receiving Holy Communion. They had two different choices. And in the center, they had news up front, so people could actually receive the body and blood of Christ the one. They would, the priest only would dip the host into the wine and give it to us by mouth only. And then on the sides, you had Eucharist ministers just giving out the body. So the, those who didn't want to have the body and blood could go to the sides of the Eucharist ministers. And I thought that was a great idea because, you know, some people think, well, it's about the germs. Well, if you're dipping it in and the wine, then it's not, if there's no germs. Well, there was no germs anyway, but at least you have maybe more comfort that there was germs. And please, take the body and blood of Christ. Find a church that does that. Or if your church doesn't do it, ask them why. Yeah, maybe you could help out and give out the blood of Christ because maybe they don't have enough Eucharist ministers to do both. You have to have more, whatever it takes. God loves you. He's always going to be with you. So when you can, receive the body and blood of Christ. Amen to that. And as always, if you have questions or comments, please, you can make comments here at Block Talk Radio. You could also, on my podcast, peoplepodcast.com. So there's many ways you can make comments. And there's always my email at wryoung12@yahoo.com. Thank you very much. And have